The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 13 of the Crick Picks podcast, in which I, Behram Kazi, who you can find at DefMango on Twitter, Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle_Vasude, the number one on Twitter, and of course, Jared Kimber, who you can find absolutely everywhere at @JaredKimber. What we do in this podcast is that we take one random category within cricket and then we draft our top five from within that category in a snake style draft. So first pick goes sixth and seventh after that. 1, 2, 3. 3, 2, 1. That's how we oscillate. And the topic for today, this is after a lot of recommendations that we were getting that we should pick up one random shot in cricket and do our top fives for that. So we obviously picked the cover drive to kick things off. And Estelle has first pick.
Yeah, my one. And I'm so glad I got to go first on this. I'm picking Laura Woolworth at number one. I think she has the most beautiful cover drive in the game overall. Just one innings that I remember was the 2020 World Cup semifinal against Australia, where she played some inside out shots. I mean, if you can Google the highlights of that innings, just crazy and so beautiful to watch. I there's no other word to describe it because it's so elegant. And you know, she's not a power player, but the way she plays that shot, just beautiful to watch.
Yeah, she's very high up on my list as well. I don't know if I would have taken her first, but certainly I was hoping that you would have forgotten her, Estelle, but apparently that didn't happen.
I know a few people who would have taken her first, actually. I've seen tweets from some famous accounts which have said that that is the best cover drive they've seen in cricket. So I get it.
I'm going to go Ian Bell, number two. I kind of think that Ian Bell is more remembered for his cover drive than anything else, which is probably almost overshadowed his own career. I think Belly would probably feel that way a little bit as well. But just, it was beautiful. Obviously, I'm slightly biased because I wrote a random line one day about Ian Bell, how if I was a millionaire, I would strip Ian Bell naked, put him in a birdcage, and make him play a cover drive over and over again. And I know Belly's been told that line before, and I know him, so it's a bit weird that moment. But it really is. I think it's almost, if you were drawing a cover drive, I think you draw Ian Bell's cover drive. I think that's what it looks like from memory. And yeah, for me, just beautiful.
Yeah, it was high up on my list as well. And what I'd want to, or what I'd want to see you experience in life is you're having a random stroll with Ian Bell and you come across a birdcage. That will make things very, very awkward, wouldn't it? But yeah, he wouldn't have been my first pick, but probably like third or fourth pick, Ian Bell, easy. Especially when it comes to English cricketers, I think it is the best cover drive to have existed or come out of that land. My number one pick, and I'm so happy that I have this pick available because I literally thought I would lose it. Kumar Sangakkara is my number one cover drive. It's funny how, you know, Sangha had multiple versions of his cover drive. Sometimes he'd go really square and sometimes he'd go more in the V. But that poise, the balance, him down on one knee, and it was a shot that he used so frequently. And it is like, he is the batter that made me fall in love with the cover drive before the Kohlis and Babers and all of those guys. So yeah, Sangha, number one cover drive.
I found him interesting. So I went and looked back at his cover drives because he was on a lot of lists when I was Googling this. He could play a beautiful cover drive, but if you compare him to the Wolf and Belly, they're always beautiful cover drives. And I think Kumar actually quite often played ugly cover drives as well. I think his best cover drives were very pretty. If you get down on the knee, it looks better, right? I didn't even have him on my overall list. The more I looked at it, I just felt that. And also, I kind of feel that his main shot was the square drive rather than the cover drive. But You know, I'm sure he was on a lot of people's list when I had a look. So I'm not gonna say you're wrong there.
Yeah, fair enough. Second it's pick me. Is.
It's you. Yeah, sorry, it's you. No, it's you. You're right.
In a row. Second pick is more obvious. I will go with Babar Azam. And they did a segment on Babar and Kohli's cover drive comparison on Crick Info a while back, in which, you know, they did these animated graphics of what made them special. And Kohli's cover drive was more a check shot, sort of like the bat kind of, you know, it straightens up towards the end. Whereas Babar, when he takes time, so he won't just like make any movement prior, he let the ball be released. And then his backlift and his front foot, they come at the same time, like really synchronized. And it's just beautiful. And he has impeccable balance with respect to playing that cover drive. And yeah, I mean, if you ask COVID babies who their favorite cover drive is or which one it is, they'll probably say one of Kohli and Babar. So I've gone with Babar over Kohli, and that's why he's my number two.
Yeah, I think his cover drive is slightly better than Babar Azam's, but I don't think there's much in it. I did a thing a few years ago where I picked the best shot for each player, and I can't remember if I had Babar or Virat as the cover drive. That was 2019. But I remember a lot of Pakistan fans being really upset that I didn't have all of Babar Azam's shots in. And my point is, sometimes when you look that pretty, all of your shots are pretty, whereas other players have significant kinds of shots that they play that are very memorable. I'm going to go Mitali Raj, who I think has a better cover drive than Laura Wolfer. I almost went number one. I think Mitali Raj is the closest I've ever seen to a textbook batting in cricket. Absolutely perfect the way that she played her shots. Certainly one of my favorite players of all time. And, you know, I think I've been on the record for a long time that, you know, she's about as elegant as I've ever seen any player at the crease. I do think there's something about women batters specifically with the cover drive, because they are a little bit more technically correct, less so now, but certainly in the last 10 years, they're a little bit more technically correct, that their cover drives, and that's the shot that looks best when you're technically correct, right, is either the on drive or the cover drive are the ones that really stand out. And so I definitely think from that perspective, there's an advantage to the women. But I also think, having watched a lot of women's cricket, that the Wolf and Mitali just stand well ahead of everyone else when it comes to that shot.
Surely. I would go with the Wolf over Mitali, though, for some reason. And clearly Estelle does as well.
Yeah, obviously. I know this topic of cover drives comes up a lot, right, on Twitter and stuff. And I'm always like, you guys who haven't seen Laura Wolfer, it's just beautiful to watch, right? Incredible.
She was one of the first names I wrote down.
Yeah.
Okay, two picks for me now. So I'm going with, this one is similar to, I think, Babar Azam, in that, you know, he looked good with a lot of shots he played. So automatically, I think the cover drive looks good as well. Brian Lara. Just again, there's something about left-handers playing that shot as well, right? Like Sangakkara, down on one knee. I felt like he, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but he didn't seem to get his front foot as square as Sangakkara when playing the cover drive. He did tend to give himself a little bit more room, but everything about him was, stylish, right? Everything that he did with the bat. So he's my number two pick.
When I think of Lara covers, I'm thinking of Lara versus spin and going inside out over the covers. That's what I'm thinking. It's lofted when I think of the cover drive with respect to Brian Lara. But yeah, it's beautiful. And like that shuffle and all of that stuff that he did, unarguably one of the most flamboyant batters to have graced our sport.
Yeah, my next pick actually, so I had Sangha on my list as well. I could think of three Sri Lankans to fit in this. In the top 15, I'll go with Mahela Jayawardena as my number three pick. Mm-hmm. Again, another guy who was so good to watch, right? So many shots that were just, the timing he got on it, the way he moved was so beautiful. But in particular, the cover drive, and I know a lot of Sri Lankans would probably pick Sangakkara and maybe Marwan Athappatthu ahead of him. But I just loved the way he played the cover drive and even the inside out cover drive where he lofted the ball a bit. So that's my number three, right? Number three, yeah.
Yeah, he was my next pick. High elbow, high left elbow, whatever. Is it left elbow? Yeah. Mahela had an amazing cover drive. So fluid, so assured in his stroke play. Yeah, I would have been surprised if he didn't make this list, actually. That's just how good he was with that shot.
Yeah, I actually think he's got a much better cover drive than Kumar Sangakkara, and I don't think it's particularly close. I do think I'm a little bit biased against modern left-handers' cover drives, when I look at things that way, but that's just me. All right, I'm going to go Javed Meandad here. And if you watch his cover drives off spin, I think they're absolutely beautiful, but it's also the fact that he kind of changes one-day cricket and T20 cricket with his cover drives, because he looks at the field and goes, well, where are they never going to put someone out on the boundary? And he starts to play this shot. But if you go back, in fact, there's a clip online of him playing two cover drives in a row against, I think it's against an Australian spinner, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And so I think in using it as a weapon, but also being very aesthetically pleasing, I think he's, definitely on my list.
Interesting one. I did not have Javed in my list, but I guess I haven't really watched him, bat live in my life. So maybe that's the reason. But I get two in a row. Is that it?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm happy that I got this one. My next pick is Hashim Amla. And why I specifically pick him is because there was this shimmy that Amla would do before playing his shots. Yeah. Right? I don't know how else to describe it. But again, a very, very sweet timer of the ball, and met that ball with a full face of a blade. And yeah, I mean, like you guys mentioned, Babar and Lara and all of these guys, every shot they play is aesthetically, brilliant. But I don't know, there's something about that Amla cover drive that I really, really enjoyed. And it has to be the shimmy, it has to be the timing, but also he was a precision batter, I feel. And yeah, one of the best cover drives in cricket for me, undoubtedly. What else do we have over here? Okay, now I'm going to have to make a rogue pick because I have a lot of rogue picks lined up in front of me. And I don't know, contrary to popular opinion, I'm not a massive fan of the Virat Kohli cover drive because of its check shot nature. I like more free-flowing bats. And who should I go with? I'll go with Mohammad Yusuf. And the reason I pick him is because there was that lazy elegance about him. He had a little bit of time, it felt, before he played his shots. And there was this pause before Yusuf played his shots. And his entire balance as a batter relied on that pause, it seemed. And if you go pre-Babar Azam, he is one of the better, looking players that have come out of Pakistan. It's weird how we already had a few of them. You pick Miadad, I've gone with Babar and Moyo. But yeah, Yusuf was someone who was an absolute treat to watch. The sort of batter you'd pay money to, watch do it or apply his trade. So yeah, he's number four.
Yeah, I like right, that Jared. Pick.
I would have gone for Mahela.
he had that kind of lazy elegance, right? Mohammad Yusuf.
Yeah.
Good to watch.
Lazy elegance.
I think Mohammad Yusuf and Hashim Amla are kind of similar, aren't they? In the way that they play. So I think that's a particular style of cover drive. Mm. He won't make my list, but Moeen Ali is probably someone else that you would put in that list. He's on my long list, but I don't think he'll make my top five.
Yeah, he's on my long list as well.
Okay. I'm not sure who to go next. I am going to go... I'm going to go David Gower. I think he's another player who had incredible balance. Another one from that sort of Javed Meandad era. When David Gower is probably not as known for his cover drives specifically, just because, again, he's another Babar Azam type player, right? Where, he's so well known for all of his gracefulness that it's almost hard to... it's almost hard to just remember one shot. But if you do have a look at, the cover drives he played, they were just on a different level, the sort of the follow through and the imagery that came with it. And I was kind of wasn't sure if I wanted to go with David Gower or Neil Harvey of the kind of left-handers, because Neil Harvey has a slightly better follow through. Don't want to get too nerdy, but Neil Harvey has the full through to the other side. And I think that there's something I like more about the older left-handers when they played the cover drive than I do on the newer ones. So, yeah, I'll go David Gower there.
Yeah, I mean, people who I talk to of that generation who used to watch cricket, when they speak of batters who just looked really, really good, you know, applying their trade, David Gower is one of those names that comes up, right? So not yeah, surprised. Definitely. All right, double pick for you, okay. Estelle.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not sure of who's going to be my number five, but number four, Damon Martin. I think was probably better known for a square cover drive than many of the other players that we picked, right? And he played a lot of those back foot drives as well. But just elegance personified again in the same league as the likes of Woolward, right? You know, every shot he plays is just so great to watch. And he timed the ball so well. I think that's part of what made his drive so good, is that the ball just flew off his bat. So he's my number four pick.
Sometimes you just need to take the slips out and bowl defensively. And you also need to be careful with your computer's defense as well. If you need a VPN, go Nord. NordVPN.com/Kimber to get a 2-year contract with a discount, plus 4 extra months and gifts in some markets. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the show notes. So put in some dot balls and turn them into maidens via NordVPN.com/Kimber.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Well, he basically doesn't like follow through, right? Like,
It's a check. It's a proper stop.
him and VVS Laxman, I was really interested in, because I think pure cover drive people might get a little bit annoyed because he doesn't have the big David Gower or Brian Lara flourish with his shot. But it is actually a cover drive. And Mark Waugh, you could throw in there as well. Mark Waugh was on my list as well. Like, there's a few of those guys where you just like, it's a cover drive, but it's a completely different kind of cover drive. But there's no doubt. No one's going to fight you on Damian Martin. This might be the least controversial we've come up with, except for the fact that no one said Virat yet.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, Damian Martin, I think it was a very unique cover drive, such that, you know, no follow through. There's this one boundary I remember of him in which it literally, it seems like forward defense, and it goes through the covers for four. And also on the back foot, really strong. When it comes to those punches through the covers, he was really, really good, although that's not technically a drive.
No, I agree. I think, he had that sort of someone who grew up on a very fast pitch. So he would just wait for the ball to come to him. And so, you know, and occasionally when he was younger, he actually had quite a flourish through. He really, as he got older, it became more and more graceful. But he was an incredibly graceful batter. And of course, we must remember that before Donald Trump ran for president, Damian Martin was one of 40 people that Donald Trump followed on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's something.
Wow.
Hey, no one thought that factoid was coming, did you?
But how random is that, right?
It's very random. We've never got to the bottom of it. People like me and Charlie Reynolds are still obsessed with it to this day. I've never seen Damian Martin in the flesh to ask him how it happened. And honestly, it shows just a lack of investigative journalism within cricket, that no one has got to the bottom of how this happened.
Yeah, that's quite an anecdote. Who's next?
Okay, is my it last. Again? No, I have to go one more. So I was thinking, I have three players in the running for number five. Mark Waugh, of course, was, again, so elegant, right? Another one is Meg Lanning, but I feel like she's better known for the more square of the cuts and stuff, right? So I'm going with Smriti Mandhana at number five. I think another elegant left-hander, plays the lofted cover drive also really well. Also her height and her build makes her such an elegant batter to watch. Everything she does is, you know, fluid. My number five.
I think that's a fairly solid one. And I was with you with Meg Lanning. She's on my list, but I wasn't sure if it's just...
When we do the cut shots, she's definitely in there, right?
It was also like... So I did like, I had Greg Chappell on my list as well, but then I was like, it's also not Greg Chappell's like signature shot. Mm. So yeah, no, I get that. I get that with Meg Lanning. And Mark Waugh, I think Mark Waugh is incredible, but once you've gone Damian Martin, I suppose though, Bayram went Hashan Amla and Muhammad Yusuf in a row, but it kind of feels like you're picking the same cover drive more than once. Like, so what I've tried to do is kind of pick a few different versions, although, you know, Belly and Matali are a little bit similar. And I'm also trying to come up with some extra time for my last pick. I think most of the ones, I'd say, just trying to see if there's anyone that could take Virat off.
Mm.
No. So, do you guys remember Greg Blewett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg Blewett.
He got a really good cover drive, right?
I'd be blasphemous to put Greg Blewett over Virat Kohli, I think. But Greg Blewett is, for my memory, almost entirely one shot. and he's to get down on the knee more than I reckon any other batter I've ever seen. Maybe Kumar's probably the only other one, but Kumar did it and went a bit squarer, whereas you know, Blewett would do it more and more. But I don't think I can slip Greg Blewett in here. Apologies to the Blewett family. he does commentary now, coaching, I'm sure he's fine. I would go Virat Kohli here, partly because if Bayram does it, he'll have Baba Azam, Kumar Sangakkara, Hashim Amla, Muhammad Yusuf, and Virat Kohli, and I don't think any of us can beat him. So I'm going to go Virat Kohli. Because I think he definitely deserves to be on this list. I don't think he's like a top five or a top 10 of all time, though. I think we've probably got him fairly accurately. And in fact, the one thing I would say is that I've got Mean, Dad and Gower, obviously, and I probably could have put, you know, Neil Harvey and a few of the other great older batters. The older batters actually have slightly prettier cover drives in the same way that the women do now, because they're a little bit more technically correct. And so, as I said, the cover drive just looks better if you've got your elbow pointing in the right direction and you know, and all that sort of stuff. But even within that, I still think Virat Kohli has definitely got to be on. I don't think it's his best shot, but I do think he deserves to be on this list as a cover driver.
That's fair. And now no one will hate on us either, so it's good.
Well, they will, because we put him too low.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was obviously at this point thinking that might as well go with Kohli, because you'll have a great quintet. I have a very unorthodox pick for my final pick.
Which Pakistani is it?
No, it's not a Pakistani. Although I did have Syed Anwar in my long list, because Syed Anwar used to play it away from his body.
That's a good pick, yeah.
I mean, that would have been an obvious candidate, as would have Kane Williamson or Quinton de Kock. I think they're all really good. Moeen Ali was on my long list. It's unfortunate that Moeen doesn't get to make it. This is someone who doesn't like, it's not aesthetic brilliance as such. It's more power and brute force. And I'm going with KP. Kevin Peterson, someone who belted it through the covers, you know, absolutely bludgeoned it. And it wasn't like he would never cream it. He would just smash it through the covers, right? And it was a bit ugly, wasn't it?
A bit more masculine, his cover drive.
It was a bit ugly, but it was exciting to watch. And as were most of his shots. So, yeah, I've gotten a lot of, as you mentioned, the same sort of cover drives thus far. So I'm going to go a bit left field with Kevin Peterson as my last pick.
No, it's a random one. It's funny, I was watching some clips of great cover drives, and he was in a lot of lists and on some videos. So I don't think you're wrong to have him on there. It's just too ugly for me. It's like, I like it. I like the masculine side of it, but it's just, it's not for me.
I like how far he went from his other four picks, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's so random. He's gone for the prettiest ones ever, and then he's just gone. How about that bloke with the big bottom hand who'd like to hit the ball to the leg side? We'll chuck him in.
Yeah, Ganguly was another who could have made it. I enjoyed sort of Ganguly's.
Yeah. And Ganguly probably fits in that, I know he's left-handed, but in that sort of Damian Martin, VVS Laxman, Mark Waugh type of cover drive, doesn't he? I'm trying to think of some of the others. We mentioned Greg Blewett, didn't we? Suresh Raina, I think, is really unlucky to make this list. I don't think he's as pretty as other people. This isn't a joke about him being in the fielding. I don't think he's as pretty as other people, but I think he probably has the greatest lofted cover drive of all time. And by that, I mean the ability to repeat that shot. I don't think I've ever seen another player be able to hit as powerfully as often. Although, you know, I've seen Damian Martin hit sixes over cover, you know, in an earlier era, but nowhere near as consistently as Suresh Raina. Before Suresh Raina, if you played a lofted cover drive and it went for one bounce four, the crowd would go absolutely berserk because it was such a crazy shot. By the end of his career, everyone in cricket was playing them and hitting them for six. And I think he had a big impact on that. And again, he was a player who probably didn't have a lot of other, especially against pace bowling, a lot of other shots. Like, it kind of was his shot. So that was definitely another one. But yeah, and as I said, there's a lot of great, some of the old English batters certainly go up there. And Neil Harvey, there's a great statue. I don't know if you guys have been to the MCG, but there's a statue of Neil Harvey playing the cover drive at the MCG, another left-hander. I think it's a better, I think it's easier for a left-hander traditionally to play the cover drive than a right-hander because the natural angle was always going across them. Mm. So it plays into their arc. Another one that I really like is Mike Hussey's.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because he plays it like a right-hander, but is a left-hander. There's something about the check nature that he plays it with. And I was never, like, Mike Hussey's never been one of my favorite cricketers, but I did always love his cover drives. Is any others that you guys have got on your list?
I think I mentioned all of them. If I had one more pick, I would be conflicted between Moeen and Syed Anwar. Those would be my guys. Moeen would probably be Syed. I really, really like Moeen Ali's free-flowing bat.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go back and watch some of Greg Bluett's again because he was really good at it, right?
I feel now I could have put Bluett ahead of Gower. Because Gower could get in other lists for other things, whereas Bluett's that's Bluett's one chance of making anything. But yeah, no, I think you're right, Estelle. It was just an incredible flourish of the bat, Bluett, and like he could play other shots, but no one remembers any of the other shots. I don't think it's almost entirely that. But yeah, I was trying to think of some other women's ones. I feel like we're sleeping on some women's ones, but I just none of them really popped out. You know, I think, yeah, just of recent times, but when I first started women's cricket, it felt like every woman could just effortlessly cover drive the ball, you know, in the perfect way. It feels like the game changed. Oh, sorry, I did have one more. Justin Langer.
Hmm.
I always thought Justin Langer was, because he wasn't a particularly pretty batter in any other shot, I always thought when he got a full cover drive in and got all the way out to it, I think people slept on that shot a little bit more. And Michael Vaughan, we haven't mentioned Michael Vaughan.
Yeah, Michael Vaughan was a good one.
Doesn't he? Right. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, let's go through the lists. Mm. All right, Estelle went first. She went for Laura Wolfart, Brian Lara, Mahela Jayawardena, Damian Martin, and Shruti Mandanna. Who was second? I was second. Ian Bell, Mitali Raj, Javed Miandad, David Gower, and Virat Kohli. That's Virat Kohli. Just in case anyone wants to vote on who the winner is. Third is, you know, I put him fifth. So I've actually insulted him, but still trying to get votes for myself. And Bayram went Kumar Sangakkara, Baba Azam, Hashim Amla, Muhammad Yusuf, and Kevin Peterson. Again, I feel like you get so close to winning, Bayram, and then you just pour gasoline on yourself. Because yours is pretty good. I don't think I rate Kumar quite as high. But if you'd just thrown Virat in somewhere there, and you could have kept Yusuf, because I don't think me or Estelle was going to pick Yusuf. Mm. Although, he's you know, does Inzi count in this too? Would you put Inzi on this list?
I mean, there are other cover drives that I like. I think Quinton de Kock is a really underrated cover driver.
Yeah, you mentioned him. I don't know about Quinton. But yeah, so that's it. So tell us who you want to vote for. And also, you know, this is most of these lists are obviously quite subjective and we're not expecting you to agree with them. This one goes, I think, even more so than almost anyone else. So we'd love to know what some of the cover drives are that you guys really like out there and why it's Ian Bell.
Yeah. And if we missed any, let us know in the comments below. That'll be it for this episode. So stay tuned. We'll be back with another episode of Quick Picks next week. That'll be all for today. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bayram Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.